Or did we get controversial?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
We'll see if we put it out for y'all, probably. But, you know.
Nah, we're going to put it out. Fuck it.
All right. Pay attention. We're going to teach you something real special.
Real special today.
This is Two Coins.
Two Coins.
My boy Wally.
Then
Ronnie. Wherever you're at, we're at.
Showing two sides of the same coin. Let me know what y'all think.
Two Coins. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter today.
Welcome back to the Two Coin Podcast. It's your boy Ronnie.
Not me, brother Wally, the other side of the coin. Today's episode is brought to you by love, because, you know, it's still Ramadan. Last 10 days of Ramadan. It's also, as we're recording this right now, Sunday, March 31st. It's also Easter Sunday. Happy Easter, my boy.
Happy Easter, my Sunday.
Yes, did sir. You I know, because I mean I'm Muslim, so I don't practice. You're a Catholic. Did you do anything special today?
To be honest, nah, I just woke up, went to work. Because I had a closing last night, bro, so I got off at like 2:33. Yesterday was the first time I ended up closing on a Saturday night in a cool minute. So it was just one of those, we got slammed or whatnot. But anyways, came back open in the morning. So got off of work, came back to the crib. So now I ain't go to church or nothing, but you know what I mean?
Talk, I was going to say, you usually have Saturday nights off, right? Did you just cover for somebody this week?
I end up just picking up one of my coworker shifts, because I was working Saturday morning, but it was Don's last weekend. For all the listeners, Don, you'll see him soon, but very good friend of mine. You know what I mean? Very good friend of the podcast, the family, all that. Yeah, man, it was his last weekend over at SP2. And I was like, you know what? I'm trying to work that last night with him. Me and him ended up opening this morning for brunch. Shit was crazy, because it was also one of the other barbacks, the homie Randy.
Yeah,
it was his last day too. So this has been a weird week, bro. This is three people left, and then next week the homegirl Thea, she's leaving. So
yeah,
man, it's a trip. It's changes, season of changes, though, I guess.
A lot of changes coming at home base.
A lot of changes, good changes though, man. I'm here for the ride, bro. I'm leaning in, staying in my lane, staying in my pocket, as Don says, playing this error-free baseball. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. Just working on myself, bro. I ain't got time to deal with politics and all that shit.
I feel it. And salute to Don, man. Shout out to Don. He will be severely missed by the San Jose community. If he's watching this right now, whenever this comes out, I know we couldn't kick it, you know, in person, because, you know, I'm fasting. My schedule's kind of been off. But yeah, he will be sorely missed, bro. Definitely big shoes to be filled in the San Jose community.
Yeah, man. But yeah, bro. Speaking of fasting, bro, how's it been for you? I know it's usually at the beginning of Ramadan. It's usually hard, not hard, but like getting into the flow of, you know what I mean, starting that for the next 30 days type thing. Yeah, how's it feel now that it's you approaching towards the end?
You know what's funny, bro? Like, when I was I wouldn't say like a kid, but a teenager, because you're supposed to start fasting when you hit puberty and whatnot. So I started fasting around 13, 14. For the first probably like 6 to 10 years of me doing this yearly, I would always start counting down the days until it would be over, right? Because the first week to 10 days are always pretty tough, as your body kind of adjusts to not eating during the day. You got to kind of like shuffle your whole schedule around that fact, the fact that you're not eating or drinking water during the day, and you're not drinking coffee during the day. And, you know, it kind of affects your brain power, how you structure your day, right? So if you're working, if you're going to school, if you're going to the gym, you have to kind of shuffle all that around. Most of that kind of has to be done at night. So by the time the 20th day comes around, I would just kind of be over it and be, you know, just counting down the days until I could get back to normal. But, you know, the older I get, the more in touch I become with, you know, my spiritual side and my religion, the more I start to see the value in it. So now it becomes the exact opposite. The closer we get to the final days and it dwindling down, the more nostalgic I become and the more I don't want it to end. You know what I mean? Because now that I'm seeing the bigger picture of it and the spiritual benefits I'm getting from fasting, the more, you know, I want to just keep this thing going. Because once I make an effort to kind of, you know, not complain about it, you know what I mean, during, you know, the middle of it, the thick of it,
yeah,
it becomes easier, right? So once your body gets adjusted to it, it, like, by now this is day 22. So my, like, it doesn't even feel like nothing now. It just feels like a normal part of my routine. So now going back to my old habits seems like an adjustment, or it's going to be an adjustment. But, you know, aside from the spiritual benefits, there are many physical health benefits. I mean, it can all be Googled, but, you know, your body releases a whole bunch of chemical toxins, and all the bad cells in your body are kind of just detoxed when you're fasting. I've just been noticing during the day too, just a lot more clarity, a lot more, you know, brain power, and a lot just more clarity in general. So once you become mature and you start seeing the benefits of it, aside from, you know, just not eating or drinking and worldly things, it becomes more beneficial. So to answer your question, yeah, it's been a wild journey. I don't want it to end, as weird as that sounds. I don't want to stop not eating or drinking during the day, but I've really been enjoying it, man. But I wanted to ask you too, because that kind of ties into the question that I had coming in for you. Because, I mean, as I said before, I don't celebrate Easter, but you do. What's the meaning of this day for you, you know, growing up Catholic, like when you were a kid and growing up in your parents' house, like what did you guys do to celebrate and how has that holiday changed for you as you've gotten older?
I mean, so it all starts with the Holy Week, the whole week leading up to Easter. The one thing I do remember, it was like a tradition in my house. I mean, it still is. My mom actually called me up on Thursday when they were doing it. So Maundy Thursday, I'm not super well versed in like the historical meanings of a lot of these holidays or whatnot. I just know what I've been taught. But Maundy Thursday, like one thing we used to do, my mom would make this bread and she'd have like the palm leaves on it and then cook that. We cut that because it's a day before Good Friday. Good Friday was like when he got, you know what I mean, got crucified, when Jesus got crucified on the cross. And then Easter, pretty much it's, you know what I mean, the resurrection, him resurrecting from the dead. So we used to just go to church, Saturday nights usually. My family, we always did like the vigil masses. So for like, okay. We used to go Christmas Eve, Easter, the day before Easter, because you know how most people will go like Christmas morning or Easter Sunday morning. Yeah, we always did the vigil. The vigils were always like longer. They had it was just more in depth. There's just more parts to it throughout the
service. Is that like a different practice in like Catholic households versus Christian?
What do you mean?
As in like, you know, just, I guess they call them Presbyterian Christians, like the Christianity that most people in America practice, right? Like, so you were just saying.
From my understanding, and you know what I mean, shit, I could be wrong, but from what I remember, what my dad telling me was that Catholics, the biggest thing that separates them is the belief in the virgin birth.
Okay, but not necessarily like the how often you go to church or what days you go to church.
I mean, bro, that varies for every like religion and people within those religions. Like my mom and dad, my mom especially too, she goes to church probably like two, three times a week. You know what I mean? And that's like normal. Like she has that like drive and want to like go. There are other services or whatnot. And then growing up, it was like we were in church every Sunday. And then you got people that now, which I fall under the category, like, you know what I mean? I'm like the once a year, pull up on Christmas.
So it's mostly like
a baby, shake some hands. Yeah, man. I'm just, bro, like one thing I realized, and like, I don't know, just as I get older, I'm like, I'm in such like a unique journey just in life. I just got to follow my heart. And if my heart isn't in certain places, I'm not going to force it.
Yeah. I said these things always change, right? So like right now you might feel a certain way, but 2 weeks from now, it might be completely different, right? So you never know.
Yeah, man. I mean, see, the thing that people always get confused too is just one of those, like, I'm a spiritual person, bro. And I hate the fact when people are like, oh man, people say they're spiritual, but they don't believe in a certain religion or whatnot. I'm like, nah, bro, both can be true. Like you could not follow us. You could not believe in the idea of organized religion, but still have belief in a higher power and have belief in, you know what I mean? That's what the universe is. That's what the laws of attraction are. That's what like basic natural laws are. You know what I mean? Whatever mask you want to put in front of it, whether that be Islam, that be Christianity, that be Judaism, Buddhism, like, bro, at the end of the day, like, it all comes down to be a good person, take care of what's yours, and give good to the world.
Yep.
However you choose to practice that, like, that's up to you. And me, I just choose to practice it the way that I do, which is right now I'm just focusing on myself, man. Just building myself, building my foundation, having my talks when I have talks with God. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. That's a salute, bro. And I'd say this too. Even in Islam, we say your relationship with God or your spiritual, I guess your spiritual health and the level of spirituality you have is just a personal thing between you and God. And that should be just you, your business and God's business and nobody else's, right? Yeah, at the end of the day, like you said, even if you don't practice organized religion, you know, being a good person versus being a bad person, I feel like that's just common sense, things that we're all born with. And as human beings, we can read each other's energies to a certain degree, whether you're religious or not. You know, before somebody even opens their mouth, if somebody walks through that door, I can kind of tell what type of time they're on, what type of energy they're on. If their energy is good, if their energy is bad. And that all ties back down to spirituality or religion. I feel like the two are kind of...
Bro, they're the same exact thing. It just depends on what you know what I mean? Like, literally what you want to call it. Everybody comes, like, and I understand the depths of it because I come from, like, a cultural background, like a super in-depth cultural background. So it's just one of those, like, I understand why people hold their specific religion near and dear to them because it's passed down from generations. Like, this is what our family came up on types. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I understand that 100%. But like, it's one of those, like, bro, I've met so many people that, you know what I mean, are religious, but like, bro, your aura is so fucking dirty. Exactly. You don't even believe the shit you fucking spewing out. And I can tell, like, when you were talking about like being able to read, like, we can read each other's energies on a very high, like a high degree. You know what I mean? And when you in touch and you flowing, like, you know what they call the flow state, but when you in the flow state of life, life where you just moving how you're supposed to be moving, whatever that supposed to be is for you as an individual. Like, bro, you can sense the fucking negativity and bullshit and all the different frequencies off of people.
Exactly, bro. And it's, I mean, religion is just like, we talked about this before, but it's just kind of like a guideline for how you're supposed to live your life. And we as humans, we can interpret it the correct way or we can interpret it the wrong way. Perfect example, like in Islam, I mean, some of the most, I don't want to go out on a limb and say this like conclusively, but to a certain degree, some of the most religious people are some of the worst people you'll meet. Like some of the most orthodox religious people, because for example, like I could sit here and say the people that run ISIS or the people that run the Taliban, like objectively, they're religious as hell, like but they're some of the worst people alive, bro. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Because they're human beings at the end of the day, and the way they interpret the text is flawed. The text itself isn't flawed, but the way you interpret it as a human being is flawed. So it all comes down to your
character. But that also, yeah, I was about to say, it all comes down to your character and who you are. You give a shitty person a list of 10 things, they can move in a way in which those 10 things are used in such a negative way. I know that's such like a weird ass statement. Like, I'm not being specific, but I'm floating around my point.
Exactly, bro.
But yeah, man, I don't know how to describe that, but it's just one of those, I don't know. I feel like if people hide behind religion as a way to promote their own agenda, or like, you know what I mean, you forcing religion onto somebody, which is pretty much what a lot of these terrorist groups are doing, but it's also what a lot of like regular everyday individuals are doing. Like, you know what I mean, you can't force spirituality on somebody. It's like the same thing, like you can't force somebody to get it, you know what I mean? Like, if somebody wants to do better in their life, they gotta want to do better. Like, you know what I mean, if you want to get in touch with your higher being, you gotta want that, you gotta have that drive for it.
It all starts within.
Yeah,
but this brings up a funny
thing. How you gonna win if you ain't right within?
Salute to Lauryn Hill, man.
Come on,
one of
now.
The greatest albums of all time,
man. But now you were saying,
I was gonna say, because sticking to the topic of Easter, I know you've been kind of off of social media for the most part, for the better part of close to a year now. But I don't know if you've been seeing or keeping up with the news. But yesterday, Joe Biden on Easter Sunday. No, was it yesterday? It was today. Today's Sunday. My days are all the way off. but today, Joe Biden tweeted, "It is the first ever," something along the lines of saying, "It's the first ever Transgender's Day of Awareness." And people got up in a frenzy and in arms, because, bro, it's like, how are you going to do this on Easter Sunday? And to me, I kind of agree. I usually don't agree with the super right wing orthodox, like,
bro, that's 100% true, because it's like, you're making this day like, bro, like, man, I could fucking make a whole population hate me right now, bro, because my fucking thoughts on that topic is, but look, I'll say this, bro, like, come on, like, on Easter is foul,
bro. It's foul, like, honestly.
And then you wonder why people are tripping, but hey, what do I know, right?
And a lot of the anger that I've been seeing kind of online comes from people who grew up in Christian households and aren't necessarily like super religious, but they're like, bro, you're just kind of spitting in the face of our holiday. And me, just on the outside looking in as a Muslim, I'm kind of proud to see that, bro. I'm kind of like, I feel like there's been kind of like a shift in society, especially like American society, where people who aren't necessarily religious now or Christians are more so embracing their religion. And this type of political, you know, spit in the face of religion type shit is being, you know, called out against. Like, people are against it now, and I kind of like, I like seeing that. I like people,
bro. You know what's crazy that you bring that up, bro? It's crazy because my mom always says this, bro. It's the fact that Christians are one of the especially like out here in the West, but just in general, are one of the only groups of people that like just let the general public spit and drag all over your religion. Like, think about the cartoons, the jokes. Like, I get, like, bro, like, trust me, man, like, I was a douchebag at one point. You know what I mean? I had a shitty brain at one point. Like, you feel me? We were all kids. Like, I get the
bullshit. We grew up on Family Guy.
You feel me? But like, at some point, it's just like, damn, bro. Like, who hurt you? You know what I mean? Like, you despise it. That, like, and I'm sorry if you had a negative experience on it, but it's just like, you shitting all over one religion, and then those are the same people who wouldn't say shit about any figure in Islam.
It's exactly.
All the way 100, bro. Like, they're not going to talk about that shit. But it's exactly, one of those.
It goes back to it. Not to cut you off, but it goes back to what you were saying, because I don't want to sit here and judge, but yeah, I do agree with what you and your mom are saying. Like, just on the outside looking in, like, American Christians in general are very passive about defending their religion, from what I've seen. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm wrong, but from what I've seen growing up, whereas Muslims, on the other hand, like, we don't play with that shit, bro. Remember the whole controversy? It was like 10, 15 years ago with South Park. They released like an image of the Prophet Muhammad, and there was a whole like frenzy about it, and people were getting ready to like cancel South Park before cancel culture was even a thing. I say that to say, like, I'm very happy to see, like, Christians in America, like, getting on that type of time.
Yeah, man. Like I said, bro, it's just It's sad to see. That's why, like, I mean, I tried to, at least personally, bro, I'm just like, look, man, I can only worry about me and my soul. And as long as I know that I'm right with the man above, like, I can't worry about nobody else.
Yeah, you can only focus on what's within your control, right?
Nah, facts, bro, because this is, yeah, you just got to be aligned with yourself, man. However you see fit, however you want to label that. But the minute you start shitting on that type of stuff, bro, like, you can say fuck God, but, you know, God is still the universe that you still believe in and talk about all the time, which is crazy to me. I'm like, bro, y'all just like shitting on nouns at this point. Like,
it's funny to me that it's coming from that type of transgender day of awareness on Easter Sunday. It's coming from Joe Biden, a person who claims to be very super religious and Christian. And I guess that goes back to, you know, politics versus religion too. I mean, are you thinking about voting this year? We're in an election year, bro. Like, be for real with me. Like, are you gonna vote? Yes or no?
Bro, I'll be honest with you. I haven't vote. I voted one time, and that was last year. And I forgot the lady I voted for. It was a libertarian. It was just one of those. I'm like, I'm a vote, but I'm not voting for y'all too.
I voted just for the sake of getting Trump. God, in office.
I sound like a fucking douche. My family came here. We worked their ass off to give me this green card, then the citizenship, and I'm like, yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah,
we just did it, bro. Like, you know what the wild thing is, bro? It's just like America is just starting to have such a bad name, like globally. You know what I mean,
bro? It is going down. The American jig is up. The facade is up. And I mean, just to answer my question, I'm not gonna be voting. I don't really care, because if you see what's going on, bro, it's like it don't matter who's in office. If Trump's in office, yeah, it's bad. But if Biden's in office, as we were seeing, I voted for the motherfucker in 2020, right? It's not like shit is any better than when Trump was office. Oh, Trump was mean, and Joe Biden is not mean. But like, my day to day life has kind of remain the same or gotten worse, like politically, you know. So at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's all comes down to, like, the president doesn't really have that much power, right? It comes down to Congress. It comes down to the lobbies that are in the pockets of these congressmen, and whatever these heads of companies, whatever laws they want to get pushed, they will see to it that it gets pushed, no matter what you or I or the people of America want. So at the end of the day, it's all just a facade. It's bullshit. Your vote is meaningless. My vote is meaningless, at least the way I see it, because the things and the policies that we want to happen are not going to happen. I don't want to sound cynical, but yeah, bro, I agree with you. And it's for that reason that I think America, its name is going down under, because this type of thing, this type of corruption, so to speak, is getting more mainstream. And with the rise of social media and mainstream media, people are kind of seeing it for what it is. And I think the majority of people will agree with what I'm saying in terms of the corruption of America, right? And I don't think America is, we've peaked. Let me just put it that way. We peaked, and I think it's all downhill from here.
Yeah, man. I just hope it's not exponential. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Anytime to get my roots set somewhere.
Let me get my shit in order, then start fucking up, you know?
But nah, man, real quick, if we need to cut this next part out, we definitely can. But, you know, I low-key want to address it and talk about it, bro. Why is the trans community one of the only groups that played a victim card? And the minute you called them out on their bullshit, it's like, oh, damn, you're transphobic.
But yeah, you kind of cut off there. You were saying, why is the trans community the only community that gets offended or plays victim at the slightest thing?
It's just one of those, because it's just like, damn, bro, like, when like, I haven't seen the responses that people had to that Joe Biden tweet, right? But it's one of those, I can make a very educated guess on how devout Christians and Catholics reacted to that. How can you be mad at them for doing that, bro?
You can't. It's the common sense reaction.
Because it's one of those, I feel like the trans community is the one community that everybody got to tiptoe to fuck around, like.
And it doesn't make any sense to me either, because if you look at the statistics on Google, bro, they're literally 0.1% of the U.S. population. So we don't even need to cut any of this out, because I don't think anybody that watches this is going to get offended unless they're, you know, I mean, like, I don't really know what to do if you get offended and you don't fall within that community. But yeah, I mean, I agree with it, bro. Like, I'm not usually one to agree with super religious right wing people. But at the same time, bro, like, we talked about this last time, right? Like, you and I both at some point in our lives want to have kids, right? And if we're raising kids in America, I don't want to put my kids in a school that is enforcing LGBTQ agenda in like the second or third grade and putting in their homework and shit, because that's literally what the fuck is going on, bro.
I don't want any parts of that. Wild, bro. Like, why the fuck are you why are kids even learning about that type of stuff? And because, you know, like, what it is too, because the teachers that are in the schools now teaching these kids are from our generation's woke group and younger. It's like, I don't know, bro. Like, it's one of those, like, the only reason I even brought it up and wanted to kind of like touch on it, because it's just like, damn, bro, anytime anybody says anything about, and bro, I'll call it for what it is, bro. Like, I'm sorry, like, I'm like, granted, live your truth, it is what it is, but you're not gonna tell me that that's normal.
Let me just just put it this way. I'm not anti-LGBTQ. I'm anti you pushing your LGBTQ agenda onto me. Whereas, like, I mean, I've said it before and I've made it clear. Like, I'm a Muslim, right? That is against my religion. And I'm not going to raise my kids, or my family didn't raise me to believe in that lifestyle, right? But at the same time, like, I know a lot of gay people. I don't know. Like, I have a few gay friends. I have a few people that fall in that community. And just on a human to human level, like, I will respect you as a human being. I got love for you as a human being. I will never disrespect you or your lifestyle. That's none of my business, right? Yeah, just like how we said, my relationship with God or the way I, you know, live my truth isn't anybody else's business. It's the same thing with them, right? It's none of my business how they want to live. And I'll respect you as a human being. And if we have common interests, then so be it. Salute, more power to you. But it's the moment you try to push your lifestyle onto me. The same way a super religious Christian person will reject the advances of a super Orthodox Muslim person or a super Orthodox Jewish person trying to push their religion onto them, right? It's the same idea, right? We don't want, if that's not the way I live, that's not the way I live, you know? Yeah, so why are you trying to force me to accept that lifestyle into my life or incorporate it into my life or have my kids, you know, get that information downloaded onto their very impressionable brains? I'm just not with that.
Nah, fat. What's your thoughts on pronouns?
He, him, she, they, whatever?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna just be real with you, bro. I think there's only, we're getting controversial today. The way I see it, bro, there's only two genders, right? You're either born with dick and balls or you're either born with a vagina. So there's either he, him, or she, or she, her. That's it to me. Like, I don't understand where everything else comes from. And I don't even care to look into why it's a thing, because to me, it's that simple. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, bro, I'm literally on the same lines of it, bro. Like, it's crazy. I don't know if I told you this. It's not crazy. It tripped me the fuck out. So I had a customer come in. This was probably like about a year ago. Mm-hmm. I had a customer come in. This was like during lunch or whatnot, probably like a Friday. I want to say maybe like 4 or 5 o'clock. Came in, grabbed a little to-go order. He was like, yeah, I got to take this back to my wife. She's in the hospital right now. Just delivered my, just gave birth to our baby. I was like, oh, that's what's up. Did you have a boy or a girl? Oh, we're going to let them decide when they're old enough to tell us. Bro, I was mind blown. I'm not like...
That's insane to me. Like, what do you mean you're going to let them decide? Like, the decision's already been made. Like, what do you mean?
And see, and that's the type of confusion. You raise a fucking kid that's an empty slate and not directing them in that type of... You know what I mean, bro? You setting that kid up for a lot of confusion and failure.
And that's not even like outside of just that extreme topic, bro. You let kids decide anything is not a good idea. Like, no. Like, oh, okay, I'm gonna, that's like saying, all right, I have a kid, when they hit 5 years old, I'm gonna let them decide whether or not they want to go to school.
They gonna be like either yes or no, I want to watch TV.
It's up to you. I'm not gonna enforce my traditional school things on you. Like, what do you mean traditional gender roles? I mean, you look at the genitals when they're born. They're either a boy or a girl, right? And then that's how they live their life. If they want to, I mean, if they grow up and they realize like gender identity and sexuality are two different things, right? If they grow up and they get to an age where they're an adult or adolescent or whatever, and they come to the conclusion that, hey, I'm not attracted to the opposite sex, that's totally different, right? At that point, it's up to you how you want to deal with that. But letting them decide their gender is insane to me.
Yeah, I mean, bro, like if you 18 and you want to make that decision and then deal with whatever comes with that, you know what I mean? That's on you. But like, you can't be putting 10-year-olds on testosterone blockers and fucking hormone blockers. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just be pumping these kids up with pills because they feel one way. Like, you know what I mean? There's probably so many stories out there, just people like, damn, bro, like regretting it. I remember I seen this one video. I think it was like the E channel, the E network, where they just had this little doc on like people that regretted it like 20, 30 years later. And it's just like, damn, bro.
Like, after they already went through with the surgery?
Yeah, bro. And then they call it detransitioning. So they ended up going back to their original gender. And the crazy thing is, those stories are hella like not, well, obviously they're not pushed in the LGBTQ community, but it's also like people that detransition within that community, it's like they're vilified because it's like they're seen as villains, right? Yeah, bro, because they're a walking reason on why not to do this.
Because they're against the agenda. They're against what they're trying to push. And they're like, no, we actually came to our senses at some point in our life and realized this is what we want to do. Because like I said, bro, like I mentioned earlier, right? Your relationship with God can somewhat be transient, because this time last year, my relationship with my religion wasn't as strong as it is right now. And it could still be stronger. I'm not saying I'm the most perfect person, but you know, these type of things are transient, right? I would imagine it's the same way with if you grew up in a household where that type of thing was okay, like by the people that raised you, as far as deciding your gender identity. When you're 10 years old or 15 years old, you're going to be like, no, I'm a girl, you're actually a boy. But then when your frontal lobe develops by the time you're 25, 26, you're like, wait, what the fuck was I thinking, right? Like, yeah. Like your mind changes over time. Like, and to have something permanent, like a surgery, where your brain at one point in time is set on doing that is just not smart to me, because we're human beings. We grow and we evolve and we change over time. And to make a permanent decision off of like an emotional feeling is just not smart to me. I don't know. That's just the way I look at it.
I mean, you're not wrong, bro. Like, it's one of those, like, and especially doing it at the younger age, it's like, bro, it's harder. It's going to be harder to reverse. If not, it's going to be irreversible. Like, you trying to change the hormonal makeup in a way, try to change the genetic makeup, but you know what I mean? You can't do that now, but the way things are going right now, that's the other thing I want to talk about, bro. Like, what are your thoughts on the way like technology is moving? I know this is like a wild ass transition. We just went from the trans community to AI, but like with the way surgeries are, like, I feel like eventually people are going to be able to, like, you're going to be able to pick out the different genes. You're going to be able to, okay, damn, I'm 18, 19. Let me change this within me. Let me change this within me. Let me do, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're just going to, I think it's going to be that. And the one thing that we're never going to be able to accomplish, which might ultimately be our downfall, but then lead to our fucking victory. I don't know, bro. Now it might be just movie time, but it's the fact that we got a conscience. So it's like, mm-hmm. we're going to be trying to change all these different things, but the soul, that spirit, that essence that makes humans humans, we're just going to be trying to find a way to maintain that for a long period of time. Like, once this body dies, like, and I feel like if we're able to, I don't think we're going to ever be able to like transfer conscious from body to body, but if we are able to, bro, like, that's going to be a wild ass world. Like,
it's crazy. It's scary the way things are moving. I mean, you heard of the company that Elon Musk is starting, right? Neuralink.
I heard about it. I don't know too much about it.
I don't know too much about it either, but I think it falls kind of along the same lines of what you're talking about.
It's with the, right? It's like, a company with the chip in your head, right?
The chip in your head, and it kind of messes with your conscious and subconscious. Just the way I see it from the things that I've read and seen, I think it's going to end up being, if the company becomes a success and people end up using it, I think it's going to just end up being what you said. People are going to end up losing their sense of spirit, soul, identity, and we're going to be in a place 20 to 30 years from now where we're trying to go back and capture that. We're just going to end up being robots, bro. I don't want any parts of that. A question that I had too was, would you ever consider living outside of the country, bro? The way things are going with the whole, everything we just talked about, and the way society is moving,
would I'll you ever say consider this, bro. Yes, and then no. I say yes because it's based off of what I don't like where I'm at, and no because I feel like the same shit's happening everywhere, bro. As far as like the advances in technology and where we're going to be as a society, some parts may be a little bit further back, but eventually catches up, like, you know, like fashion trends, shit like that. But eventually, yes, people will get to that place, like as humanity. But as far as like what we, our exposure to, you know what I mean, the whole LGBT thing that we was talking about, and just the political exposure that we have in California is probably mad different than anywhere else in the US.
Yeah, I guess to a smaller degree, maybe not pack up everything and move out the country yet. At some point, I mean, I probably would consider, like, personally, like, I mean, I don't know, like, I'm Muslim, I speak Arabic, like, I'd consider probably living in a Saudi Arabia or like a UAE, because they kind of like the people and the government there kind of share my principles and my core values. So maybe, I don't know, maybe 5-10 years from now, when I'm in a position where I'm raising kids or something and I have a family, like, I probably would consider it, to be honest. But in the short term, like, the way technology is moving and the way social issues are moving and the way our political system is being set, it's kind of moving in a direction that's too liberal and not being controlled enough for me. So on a smaller scale, I probably would consider leaving the state. Yes, like, probably going to like Texas or something. Not saying I'm going to be full-blown Republican, but I mean, I just kind of want to, live a more normal life than where society looks like it's going.
Yeah, I mean, but bro, at that point, you're going to have to pick isolation. It's going to get to a certain point, because think about it this way, bro. Once you have kids, every child that you end up having is going to come with a different set of information downloaded from their day to day over the course of 18 years into your household.
Yeah, and on top of that too, like, you can do whatever you can do to influence the way they look at the world, but once you send them off, you know, outside of your parental control to school and whoever's being in charge of them, you're not really in control of the type of kids or the type of adults that they're around and what they're being told. So
I mean, bro, like, I look back at like how it was with my folks. Like, on an average day, bro, growing up, I'd be up at like, what, 6 a.m folks would drop me off by like 7:38, and then I'd see them again at 6:30 at night. And then I was in bed by 9:30, 10. So that's what, like, a total of 6 hours per 24 hours I was around my parents. Mm-hmm. And then another 10 hours I was out in society. And then
that's the thing, bro. The majority of your waking hours as a youth, you're not spending it with your parents. So at that point, like, the society you live in becomes a major contributing factor into how you want to raise your kids, bro. So that's kind of why I asked that question. So, I mean, I don't know. Me personally, I would definitely consider it. And I don't know, I would have to see major changes away from what I'm seeing right now to, you know, be able able to stay in America. And I mean, luckily, like, I'm blessed, right? Like, I have an American passport. So if I ever leave the country, I can come back and visit whenever I want. Yeah, I don't see myself really being too eager to be a contributing member of society forever here, to be honest.
Yeah, you just gotta
but we'll see, man. One day at a time. One day at a time.
One day at a time, man. And with that, I feel like that's a good point to wrap this on by.
Boy, did we get controversial.
Oh, man. Yeah. We'll see if we put it out for y'all, probably. But, you
know. Nah, we go put it out. Fuck it.
Nah, for sure. But yeah, man, on behalf of the Two Coin Podcast, and shout out to Wood Morning, you know what I mean?
Salute to Wood Morning.
We appreciate you, Tati. For those of y'all that don't know or forgot, Tati's the one on the hook, you feel me, at the beginning of all these episodes.
Yes, sir.
Got the greatest closing line on the world, all that.
Big things coming for the Two Coin Podcast, too.
Big things coming, y'all. Just stay tuned. Stay tuned, man. That's all we need you to do is stay tuned. You feel me? Yeah, man. On behalf of the Two Coin Podcast, it's your boy, Ronnie.
And I'm your brother, Waleed, and we are signing out this motherfucker. Yeet!